Welcome to Fueled by Grace. We're glad you could join us today. Now here's Mark Shiver.
Well, that's me, Mark Shiver. Howdy. It's been a while. I keep saying that. It seems like every time I start an episode, I start it with, it's been a while, and it has. December 30th, I had surgery, major surgery, on my right ankle and foot, and it's, oh boy, if I sat here and told you everything I've been through, we'd be here a while. But I'm thankful to be here. I am here, and I am preaching and proclaiming the Word of God. And I'm here to tell you today that God loves you. That's right. He loves you. He loves you deeply. He loves you passionately. He loves you unconditionally. He loves you fiercely. Our God is a fierce God, and He loves you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I am here to tell you that today. And nothing can separate you from His love. And so I'm here, and I'm thankful to be here. I'm not completely walking in the health that I am aspiring to yet, but I am proclaiming every single day that by His stripes I am healed. Folks, I am healed, whether or not my body has gotten that message yet or not. I'm telling it, and it better listen, because I have things to say, messages to share, the Word of God to preach, and by His stripes, I am healed. And so there are two places that need healing on my foot from the surgery. I would appreciate it if you would join me in prayer. God, we ask you to please let those two places heal on Mark's foot, and let the swelling go down, and may Mark be able to get back to life as he knows it in you, Lord, and may I be able to do the things that God has called me to do. I'd appreciate it if you would pray that prayer with me and for me. That would mean so much to me. Your prayers have sustained me throughout all of this. Remember, a couple of episodes back, I talked about being sustained by prayer. Well, I need that again, folks. So I know summer's coming. You got things to do and better things to do than pray for me. But look, please write it down. Put it on a 3x5 card. Tape it to your bathroom mirror. Pray for Mark Shiver. Pray for his foot to be completely healed in Jesus' name. How long did that take? Maybe less than 10 seconds. And have faith, believe God to hear and answer that prayer, because I believe it. I believe that by His stripes, we are healed. I taught you a long time ago, and I'll say this again. Maybe we need to go back and revisit this episode. But when Jesus went to the cross, you know, He was the Lamb of God. John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And when you compare Jesus to the lamb, the goat, the sacrificial offering that was given on behalf of the nation of Israel, that lamb, that goat, whatever it was spotless, okay? Had to be spotless. And the high priest did not take that sacrifice and carry it outside and just beat the mess out of it. No, he didn't strap it to a whipping post and beat it with a cat of nine tails. Absolutely not. That sacrifice had to be spotless. Why did the Lamb of God allow himself to be stretched to a pole and beaten? Not just with a whip, but with a cat of nine tails, a Roman instrument of torture that had glass in the leather and nails and rocks, and they're just whipping him. Watch the Passion of the Christ, will you? And watch that scene. It'll change the way you view healing and health, because that's what your Savior went through for you and for me. By His stripes, we are healed. Now, there's a lot of controversy. If you look up that verse in commentaries, they'll say, well, that means spiritual healing, emotional healing. Well, it may mean all that, but I'm here to tell you today that it also means that by his stripes, we are healed physically, and I am healed. And these places, these wounds on my foot are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare and believe and receive the healing power of God in my body. And I'm here today to say to you that you can also declare and receive the healing power of God in your body, because by his stripes, you were healed. There's absolutely no good reason for the Lamb of God to allow himself to have been beaten, except Isaiah 53, by his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2, by his stripes we are healed. So there is a precedent. There are verses in the Bible that talk about this. Those are two scriptures right there. And I want to encourage you today that when Jesus was with Pilate, he very easily could have said to Pontius Pilate, look, Bo, you can carry me down there and mash them thorns in my head and you can crucify me, and that's not going to be very pleasant at all, but you're not whipping me. No, no, no. But he allowed himself to endure that. Why? Because by his stripes, we are healed. And I'm claiming that today for me, and I'm claiming that today for you, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, he took away our sins. He bore our infirmities, the Bible says. And he also has taken away our sicknesses and our diseases. The Word of God says, I believe it's in Psalm 102, might be 120, but it says he sent his word and healed them and rescued them from the grave. Who is his word? Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Lamb of God, the Word of God living in the flesh. So receive the Word of God today. Receive the love of God today. Look, you know, we spend so much time just being carried away with different things that we don't need to be carried away with, worrying about this, worrying about that. God loves you. He loves me. He has us in his hand. And you know what else is so cool? We are the righteousness of God in Christ. That's what the Bible says. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We have been raised from the dead with Jesus. Now you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, Mark, that sounds a little strange. Well, okay, it sounds a little strange. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't write the Bible. But it's in there. It's the scriptures. It's the living, breathing hope of that we have as believers in the Word of God. People would prefer, I guess, that the Bible just not say what it says so they can be comfortable. But it says what it says. That's where you are, seated with Christ in heavenly places. So when you announce, and I've heard several other men of God lately now starting to say this, when you announce, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, what kind of just ugly, you're not bringing honor to what Jesus did. Gave his life for you and me. And he bore us with him. Out of the grave, we have been seated with him. And we're with him even now. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Man, if you would start saying that every single day, it would change your life. It has changed mine. And I say it every day. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Wow, that's so awesome. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I just think that we have got our minds set on the things that the devil wants us to have them set on. You see, if you think, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. If you think, well, I can't do this or that. If you think, well, God's got me here or there. Well, then you'll never grow into the strong man or woman of God that he wants you to be. But if you think, man, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, all of a sudden you have power inside of you. You begin to realize that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. Amen. And so your enemy, the devil, my enemy, the devil, he comes against us with these thoughts, trying to pull us down. And he has us saying these things so that we don't say things that are full of power and that will change our lives. Folks, we got to start changing what we're saying, because what we're saying is a reflection of what we're thinking. And if we can change what we're thinking and have it come out of our mouth by changing what we're saying, oh my gosh, look out. The devil just, oh my goodness, he'll run, because we'll be resisting our enemy. The Bible says we're supposed to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. So let's get strong together and begin to say the things that the Word of God encourages us to say. And just know that God loves us. He cares for us. He has a desire for us to be all that He puts in our heart, the dreams and visions that He has given us. He wants us to see those fulfilled. They come from Him. And so, as we begin to see Him in our lives and focus on Him, then things begin to happen that are different than we've been walking in our whole life. He's able to create still. And so, we need to focus on Him. Focus on Him and talk about Him and His love for us, and how He provides for us, and the things that He has done for us. Look, don't talk about, oh man, I can't get nothing done, don't have any money, and can't get healed, and this and that. I'm struggling, folks. I'll be honest with you. I want to be healed of this situation with my foot. I really do. But every day I'm doing my best to, God, I am healed. By your stripes, I'm healed. And I believe with all my heart, He's going to do something to blow my mind. And I'm going to see the manifestation of the reality that by His stripes, I'm healed. Amen. So, we've got to train ourselves to talk what the Bible says, the truth, speak the truth. And we love to speak the truth in love to our brothers and sisters and tell them what they're doing in their life that they shouldn't be. But speak the truth to ourselves that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, and we can do all things through Him, and we're seated with Him. Folks, there's enough there to keep you occupied for a long time, where you don't have to be calling yourself, oh, sinner saved by grace. You can talk about the goodness of God and how much He loves you and cares so much about you and for you. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention my friend Todd Ward. Todd passed away suddenly the other night, and he passed away in his sleep. Just, I don't even know what to say. We were roommates in 1985, if you can believe that. 40 years. Todd loved the Lord. We didn't always see eye to eye, but he was a good friend, and he was in pain a lot, but he never, never failed to serve anyone who needed serving. He served me innumerable times, and I should have been serving him, because he was the one who's really in pain. He is with Jesus right now. He's rejoicing and he's not in any pain. So we're thankful about that. We miss him, absolutely. But remember this, folks. God loves you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. And by his stripes, We are healed. And I want to thank you for listening to this episode. And I want you to please share this episode. I think there's some people that need to learn how to speak the truth to themselves and to others, that by the stripes of Jesus, they're healed, that they are the righteousness of God in Christ. That's the big one. If we could ever get it through our heads that we've been made righteous in Christ, it'll change our lives. I can tell you honestly, folks, it has changed my life. And that's been something that just keeps growing day by day. And I'm so excited about that. Now, I do want to say that the Carolina Hurricanes, they start their playoff run tomorrow. And so we'll be pulling for them. But I don't have any words from the Lord there, just a crazy fan. So I hope they do well. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. And remember that God loves you. He loves you deeply, unconditionally, passionately, and fiercely. Please share this message. And remember, you are the righteousness of God in Christ.
Thank you for listening today to Fueled by Grace. And remember this, God loves you.